more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Had a lot of fun last night. I actually spoke at, I want to get it straight because it's important. The Public School Boards Association of Alberta had a conference, had the chance to go. First of all, it was at the Doubletree, which is part of the Mayfield Inn, where the Mayfield Inn Dinner Theater is.
Yes, they've bought it.
What a happening place. Like,
it's a beautiful hotel.
It took me like 20 minutes to figure out which ballroom I was in. I kept walking into ballrooms and everyone would look at me and I'm like, am I speaking here? Am I speaking here? Am I speaking here? It was just, I walked into one and there was like a bunch of young parents with young girls. And I'm like, I don't think this is my group. I think that must have been like a hockey team or something.
Did they give you a cookie? That's the signature of the Doubletree.
You're kidding.
No, as soon as you walk in.
Chris got jobbed.
I missed the cookie.
No cookie. But I imagine you were cutting it close with time.
Like, I was.
Right, classic Chris Sheets move. So you had a gate going that was.
I was so big. Yeah, I was looking down. I was
okay,
not.
Okay, fair.
But if I would have known to look for a cookie, I would have looked for a cookie.
You would have just jabbed that hand out, grabbed that bad boy, and headed to your ballroom.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a great group, and I look forward to speaking to them. And I think it went okay. They did stand at the end, and I don't know if it was because they just wanted to get out of the room, but, you know, either way, I'll call that a...
I mean, if they sat back down, then it was probably a standing ovation. If they left, then yeah, they probably just wanted to leave.
Yeah, they sat back down. I think we're okay.
Good for you.
There was a lot of Kissin' listeners there, and they were saying kind words about the three of us, and it was just a really, really good event. And
How long was your speech?
I think about 50 minutes or so.
That is so intimidating. Can you imagine talking for 50 minutes straight?
No. It literally gives me anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, good for you.
Yeah, it was good. It was, yeah, I talked about the fact that when I was a kid, I had my report cards and I showed the fact that, you know, most of the teachers, all of the teachers said I socialized too much or too much oral contribution. And then I tied it in at the very end. And Mr. Vink, who may be listening right now, one of my favorite teachers from Thorsby, sent me some kind words when he found out that I was going to be closing this chapter of my career and just saying that he's been following along the whole time. And I said, even at my age of 53, when you get a nice comment or something from a teacher, even from a teacher from 40 years ago, it still really means a lot to you. So
that's so very true.
Yeah.
What a respected position they hold in children's lives.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
and
I think
through
about
adulthood.
The, yeah. I think about those teachers, and if I ever heard from any of them,
right,
how happy I would be.
Still waiting?
Very much so.
All right. Well, if you taught Matt, he's waiting for it. And it's true. Like, Mr. Vink, like, again, I'm 53, but I still call him Mr. Vink.
Yeah. You right? can never call them by their first names.
No.
The weirdest.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, shout out to teachers and everybody that does that very important job in our lives.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah. No, let's talk about it quickly now.
Mm-hmm.
O.J. Simpson.
Ooh, yes. So, if you missed the news, yesterday he passed away at the age of 76, lost his battle with cancer.
Right. So, somebody, I saw this, and, you know, it's not an original thought by me, but they said basically, he originated reality television with his 11-month trial that was on television every day for 11 months. And my wife reminded me, somebody that shall remain nameless in our world quit their job because they were so invested in the O.J. Simpson trial. They quit their job just so they could stay home and watch it.
Why was it televised?
Just American... trials are typically, and the ratings were through the roof. I mean, people were quitting their jobs to watch it.
Okay. Well, I think with the Bronco chase, everybody wanted to follow it up, and then one network picks it up and does everything about it. Yeah. High profile, like lawyers.
Yeah.
It was such a big, it was the first of its kind, like the first true televised court incident.
Right.
Was it televised here in Canada?
Yes. I mean, on cable, right? You could get it on cable, right?
Okay.
So, but yeah.
And every late night joke was OJ.
Yes, I do remember that.
Every SNL was OJ.
Yeah, but it was basically a whole year of the trial, which led up to him then getting. They were showing a lot yesterday the relief on his face when he got acquitted.
Yes.
And, you know, the rest of people in the courtroom gasped, and then it became another huge story in other ways. But yeah. You know, how invested were you at the time? Do you know anybody in your world that was that invested? I don't know if there's anybody else that quit their job just to watch.
Yeah, Matt and I were younger, so we wouldn't really have too much of an opinion. But I remember as a kid, my parents were definitely into it.
Sure.
Yeah, like they talked about it. Was talk at our dinner table.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I could picture, even back then, the faces of the lawyers.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Like, what's his face?
Robert Kardashian.
And then the guy, if the glove don't fit,
Johnny Cochran.
You must acquit.
Was it Johnny Cochran?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
And then, like, Seinfeld has a character based on him.
Yeah.
Like, I remember OJ sitting in the, you know, the courtroom. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it was big story at the time, for sure. Right? Obviously. So, now it's been being rehashed. But, yeah, quitting your job just to watch something on television. It's the most ridiculous reason why you've actually said no to a job or stop working.
I think one person on this show might have an answer.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
First of all, we have a very exciting thing going on. There's a brand new Friesen Brothers that's opening on Glenora today.
Mm-hmm. 10 a.m.
And we have a very exciting thing we can't talk about now, I think, is that starting next week and for three consecutive Fridays, we'll be doing some barbecues, some thank you barbecues as I get set to depart from the radio station. Our friends at Friesen Brothers are going to help us celebrate that fact, and we're going to be doing a bunch of fun things. Next week, this time, we'll be broadcasting from the Stony Plain location of Friesen Brothers. And they're going to do some special things for listeners if you stop by, and it's just going to be a great way. Hopefully, we can get a chance to say hi to as many people as possible in the next few weeks as we get closer to May 10th, which will be my final broadcast. So write it down, Parkland County and everybody in that area. Next week at this time, we want to see you.
And if you have never been to a Friesen Brothers, this is the perfect opportunity to try it out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, their cinnamon buns are legendary.
Yeah.
So good.
All right. Thinking about New Humble Community School this morning. New Humble Community School is a small school. It was a small school that my father-in-law used to drive school bus and haul students to, but it's out by Kelmar, and they saved this little school, and they've turned it into a community school, and it's agricultural-based, and it's really awesome. And I don't know if I've ever seen a community rally around something like they've done for this school. They've got a fundraiser tomorrow night, the Kelmar Curling Rink. I think there's going to be 450 people there. And I think the tickets sold out faster than a Taylor Swift show.
Jeez.
And I'm not exaggerating. It was unbelievable.
You say egg school and Kelmar Rink. People show up in droves.
They do. So they're doing a fundraiser there. And they also have a challenge going on right now. I've had so many people reach out to me and say, Chris, can you please mention this? They're going for $25,000 in this agro contest. And they can get $25,000 donated to their school. If you go online and you Google New Humble Community School and vote, you can find your way to get to that location. There's three schools that are up for it right now. They're just behind a school in, where is it? Erskine? Do you know where Erskine is?
Erminiskine?
Erskine Curling Club. I don't know. Erskine.
If you don't know, you think we're going to know?
I feel like I've heard about it before.
Not Erminiskine, Erskine. Wherever it is. New Humble Community School has to beat it. So go
okay.
and vote, because it. This school is pretty awesome. All right. So I promised we would mention that. And we do a shout out to everybody that's going to be out in Kelmar tomorrow. And then everybody that's going to be joining us in Stony Plain next week at this time.
Do we have an order of where we're going on these Fridays?
Well, I think we might just kind of just keep it at that one first.
Sure.
And then kind of release them one at a time.
Okay.
But we can tell you there'll be more than just the one. But Stony, we love Kissin' Country out in Parkland County.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's our jam right there.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you. So write that down and we'll see you there. Hey, you know what? We got Luke Bryan tickets to give away.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
What a week of Quick Draw. Man, oh man, when you got a big prize like Luke Bryan tickets for his show coming up next week, you've got a lot of eager contestants, don't you?
Oh, there's a lot on the line.
All right, Haley and Carly are with us. How are you, Haley?
So good. How are you?
Good. What are you looking forward to this weekend?
Doing absolutely nothing.
Okay, that sounds good.
What a dream.
What about you, Carly?
We are hopefully meeting our new puppy this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
We're really excited.
Oh, I bet. What kind of puppy?
God, what kind of puppy?
Yeah.
It's a mix from Scar's Rescue.
Oh, from Scar's. Good for you.
That's awesome.
All right. You just never know what you get, but you know you'll get a whole bunch of love, right?
Exactly.
First one of three is going to win. Tickets to Luke Bryan next week at Rogers Place. You ready?
Yep. Amazing.
Question number one. Spice that starts with a letter T.
Tequila. Turmeric. Haley.
Nice.
Fine, yep. Carly.
Okay. Haley's got one. Something salty that starts with the letter F.
Fries. Haley.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, Carly.
Hey, Carly.
You can block her. I've seen this happen so many times. Okay. Oh. A professional sports team that starts with a letter R.
Red Wings. Haley.
Red Wings.
Carly.
Red Wings, that was Haley?
Yes.
Haley, you're going to Luke Bryan. Carly, I'm sorry. But
not quick enough.
But the good news is you're getting a dog.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hey, there's Vince Gill and little Liza Jane. I agree with you, Bernice. She said great country music. Vince Gill. Yes, great
throwback.
Country music. Vince Gill on his birthday. Yeah, he is. If I put my top five together of male artists, I think he might be in that top five. He might sneak his way in there.
Oh, without a doubt.
He's incredible. Nobody Answers When I Call Your Name is truly one of the best songs in country music history.
Your wedding song was a Vince Gill song.
Look at us. You're right.
I know at least, I could round out Chris's top four, maybe yeah. top five.
Yeah.
Garth.
Well, yes.
Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Vince Gill.
Yeah.
He's a big
Keith Urban
fan.
I'm a huge Keith Urban fan. But then where does Don Williams fit into that group? Or Charlie Pride?
Ooh.
Six and seven.
Five and six.
But Keith Urban would be in there too. But Vince Gill, oh my God. Yeah, it's so hard to choose, right? It's like choosing your favorite kid. But Vince Gill, happy birthday to him. And he's had an incredible career. And nobody can sing those. Nobody hits those high notes quite like Vince, I don't think.
And he sounds great with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Like when they were here, he sounded amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a heck of a guitar player too. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Vince Gill.
Happy birthday.
All right, let's do something fun on a Friday. Matt brought this up yesterday. And we were just talking to Carly, who's getting a puppy from Scars. Mm-hmm. What a great organization that is. If you are looking for places to maybe help and, you know, give some of your time and effort and maybe some money, Scars is a place, right?
They do great things.
They do. Is that where you get your dog?
No, we got ours from Saving Grace, but I feel like all animal societies, any time you're literally giving an animal a second chance.
Right.
Go help them.
Like all these organizations have a big handshake.
Yeah.
Right? They're like,
I think so, yeah.
Doing the Lord's work.
Let's talk about your dogs and maybe your cats. I don't know, but for sure your dogs. Are there words that you cannot use around your dogs? Man, it's so crazy with ours. I mean, we spell F-O-O-D. We spell...
The dog can spell
F-E-D,
now?
F-E-E-D.
Yeah, can the dog spell?
I think so. I think she eventually reacts to that, right? I know Honey, our grand puppy, the amazing bulldog, you got to say W-A-L-K. You cannot say walk. If you say walk, it's like she's at the door waiting for the walk.
That's right? Adorable.
Yeah.
We had a dog like that. W-A-L-K was this thing in our house. You couldn't say walk.
We used to just say W. Let's just do W. We had a Dalmatian that went crazy. We have a Husky Cross now, Cactus.
Yeah.
He's pretty even keeled. Like, he doesn't really pay attention to us. So he's like, whatever, guys.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Yeah. So you don't spell around your dog.
We do not.
No. No. Okay. I don't know. Those are the obvious ones. Maybe those are the only ones. But do you do any spelling around your dog, you know?
Is there any words you can't say around them? They'll freak out.
Yeah. Like S-E-X. I don't know.
Okay.
I have some questions if your dog is freaking out over that.
Is your dog...
Actually, I don't want to know the answers.
Involved.
No.
Just keep it separate. All right? Here, first text in from Michelle. My cat, water. My cat loves water. She showers and bathes with us. Can't say it.
That's adorable.
Or you bolt for the bathroom. See, that's weird. That's so weird.
A cat bathes with you? Okay. Candy says R-I-D-E, ride.
Mm-hmm. Want to go for a ride?
Yeah.
Shalane, T-R-E-A-T.
Oh, yes.
That's a classic.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, well, let's talk about it. Is there anything you got to spell around your animal? 7-8, or is it like Cactus?
He's along for the ride.
He don't care.
Nope.
All right.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Chris, Jack, and Matt.
Okay. What do you have to spell in front of your dog or cat or maybe your lizard? I don't know.
I love this text that just came in. There's a list. We have three dogs and we cannot say pill, bacon, walk, car ride, camping, trailer, truck. And we definitely cannot start our diesel truck around any of them. We swear our one dog can tell time.
They can tell time.
Oh, for sure.
Like our dog, and I know our grand puppy, absolutely knows when it's time to F-E-E-D them.
Yes.
Especially Honey. She starts to come beside you and she'll stretch beside you like she...
You're right. They start doing like a walk around the kitchen.
They know. You know, it's like...
Oh, my dog, around dinner time, she just paces. And yeah. The only time she looks at you is then.
Yeah. They can tell time. They really can.
This one from Taylor's great. This is an odd one, but my cat loves dairy. Whipped cream, sour cream, yogurt are his jam. We need to spell sour cream and whipped cream so he doesn't come running.
They hear that lid open.
The whipped cream lid.
I'm getting a new appreciation for cats. I had no idea that you had to spell around a cat. Yeah. I did not think they cared. Like, you know.
Listen to this from Shell. We can't say spa day. Spa day involves a car ride and a visit to the groomers. I can relate.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing. I've got Jack right at the door.
Yeah, we got to spell it around her too.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Well, if you're lucky enough to be in love, I hope you can relate to that one. I certainly can. The painter, Cody Johnson. Kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt.
What's it about? Trying to refresh my memory.
No, I think Bobby would say that definitely describes you, like, for sure.
Oh, right. I'm adding color already.
Some would say a blue streak.
That's hilarious.
You see Jack out about, ask her to swear, because it's an event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about spelling in front of your animal because you can't say the word.
Yes, Rochelle texts in and says, certain people in our house can't say certain words. I, Rochelle, can't say bully. My husband can't say cheese. And my daughter can't say bath. Along with a laundry list of others. If I call my groomer by her name, Lola does not react. That's our puppy. Uh-huh. But if I say miss and her name, Lola goes bonkers and needs to go now. That's a very particular dog.
That's hilarious.
Holy cow. Uh-huh. This text says, we cannot say many words, but the hardest one to omit is who, like WHO. We accidentally trained our dog to run to the window and bark when we say, who's there? So now when we say, who's a good boy? Who's going to clean out the dishwasher? Who's going to do what? Our dog runs to the window and barks.
It's kind of like, hey, Google. You just.
Yes. It reminds me of my mom's dog,
yeah.
Murphy.
Uh-huh.
He can sniff a commercial with a dog a million miles away.
Really?
If he's in another room and he hears a commercial
right.
that has a dog in it, just like the jingle, he comes tearing into that room so he can bark at the TV.
We've talked about this before, but my niece and nephew, Carson and Lauren, have a dog, Winston, and that dog watches TV all day. Our dog has never looked at the television, and I can't tell which one of those dogs is smarter. Like, if you actually fall for the stuff on the television and you're a dog and you think that's happening, does that make you brilliant, or does that make you a dullard, or vice versa? Like, I don't know. Does your dog pay attention to the television?
No. So I think the dogs that watch TV might be smart.
Do you think so?
TV watching dogs smarter, right?
Yes.
They pick up like the screen.
See, I just assumed they weren't just because mine didn't, I guess. You know, typical
you watch
dad.
A lot of TV. Are you an idiot?
Let's hit the commercial.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's Tyler Joe Miller in Sometimes I Do. Hey, Tyler Joe Miller is going to be in studio later this afternoon, I think.
Yeah, he is.
Ethan Van Vals on the, or is he going to be here with Andrea?
Andrea?
That Andrea, she gets everything.
She does.
And she likes those guys for sure.
Gonna and the artists like her.
Cook County Saloon tonight.
Yes,
the country mixtape. Again, it's going to be Tyler Joe Miller, Andrew Hyatt, and Sean Austin. It's going to be a fantastic show. Matt, you're going to be there. Again, it's the fourth act. Maybe you're... Why don't you do a couple of songs just to warm everybody up, you know?
Should I bring my didgeridoo?
Yeah, no, not the didgeridoo.
Oh. Yeah, no.
That's it. My final show on May 10th, I want you to play me out with a didgeridoo.
Is there a famous didgeridoo song?
Yeah.
That's it. You know it.
All right.
The old classic, brr, or the other one, brr.
Country Thunder tickets up for grabs at 8:30 this morning. You'll be going to Calgary with Don't Blow It. So that is on the way, yes.
We were talking earlier about the things that you cannot say around your pets, uh-huh. especially cats. We are learning. Are very smart. They can spell. They can distinguish different instruments. This text says, my one cat goes nuts when I play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes on my iPad. She comes running from another room.
Claw your eyes out?
That's funny.
Next level.
Uh-huh. All right.
Lots of walks, lots of treats.
Yeah. So funny, though. These have been great.
But then at what point are we kidding ourselves? Because then they know we're spelling the word, right? If you say F-O-O-D enough times, they're going to go, okay, that sounds like food to me.
There was a text about how the dog learns quicker than the teenagers.
Right.
With the spelling.
That is true.
Yeah. When your Siamese cat actually tunes in faster than your kids, it's not a good sign, right? Okay. What do you got on the go this weekend? We got the Friday song on the way. We need you to text us, please. 780-421-1039. What are you looking?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Just got a text. We're asking what you're doing this weekend. I'm picking up my grandson from Kalmar, heading to Red Deer to watch my other grandson play in a hockey tournament. Jelly. Oh my gosh. That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. I'm a ways away from that, but we do have a grandchild on the way, and things are starting to heat up. Things are starting to be purchased by not just the parents, but the grandparents.
Oh, Chris is getting in the action.
What are you guys buying?
I'm not getting in the action.
Blowing his retirement fund.
It's easy to do with baby.
Karen stuff. Explained to me, and I didn't even know. She says, I told you about this. Why are you shocked? But anyway, a stroller for our house has showed up because apparently we need a stroller because we don't need them to have to bring their stroller every time they come to our house. It's a stroller slash wagon so the baby can go between house and house. And I'm like, okay,
that's very smart.
She says, we're going to spread this stuff out so it's not that bad financially. And just a heads up, the bassinet's next. I'm like, okay. Whatever, I guess. We'll do that.
Who's having the baby?
Well, that's the question.
Your daughter? Or you got a bassinet?
That is next level.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom bought a pack and play. That was about it.
Yeah. She said just a little bassinet. Anyway, they've got all these plans. But I did want to mention strollers now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to when we had our children. Mm-hmm. Strollers were a different thing back then. They weren't nearly as fancy as they are, but I got myself a three-wheel one. This was when they first came out, a running stroller. And I used to
That would have been huge.
I used to take my Bailey running every day, and she was just, her little chubby cheeks would just be vibrating as we'd go down the streets in Devon and stuff like that. But these strollers now, the cost of them is astronomical.
They're like Cadillacs.
Well, they're the same material that they make tanks out of. Oh, and you have to have every add-on. It's like, do you have the car seat adapter? Click, click, boink. Do you have the, kid can stand up as it gets older and hold on?
Right.
That's right, yes.
Oh, the other side, so you can fit two car seats.
I know, and the stroller they got it secondhand off of Facebook Marketplace or whatever. My son-in-law got it. And it's got a cup holder on it, right?
Sure. Ours has a cup holder on it.
A cup holder.
Yeah, no, that's not out of the norm.
Can you imagine parents putting a cup in the stroller? That's what you're...
No, that's not it.
Like, but back in your day, you had those, like, fabric ones. They're made out of cheap aluminum, right?
Yeah.
But, like, nowadays, yeah, this stuff, they're lighter than planes, stronger than a tank.
Like, I'm like, the cost of this thing, I said, do you have to insure it? Like, what's the deal? Can you get collision on it?
I think you can get collision, but you can definitely count it in your house insurance.
Really?
They're that expensive. They're a couple $1,000. What your kids did with secondhand on Marketplace, genius.
Right.
That is what you need to do with strollers, 100%.
Yeah, because, I mean, people don't need strollers for the rest of their life.
They last a long time.
Right. Okay.
And they are so expensive.
My five-year-old still goes in the stroller once in a while.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess.
You're good for a long time with that bad boy.
Yeah.
Is it rated for the gravel roads in your neighborhood, though?
Yeah, that's a question. We're going to have to put mud flaps on it.
Instead of tires.
Oh, make sure you have Calvin peeing on some sort of symbol, too, on those mud flaps.
It's got a Trudeau sticker on it.
Where you can get one.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay. Are we talking baby strollers or what?
We are talking baby strollers and everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
This text from Jackie says, good morning, Chris, trust me, we have a 2-year-old grandchild and we bought the stroller. Ouch. But we also bought the tower for Nathan. He loves it. He gets up to the counter so he can help mom and dad. And Matt, you guys used to have one of these.
Yeah, the learning tower, they call it.
Okay.
Our kids are just too small and there's nowhere to put it.
Right.
Kids were over after 2 minutes, so we got rid of ours. But they are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically like steps with like a little railing, yeah. So they're safe and they can help you up at the counter.
Help very you cute. At the counter.
Use your knife, start cutting onions.
I just sit my kids on the counter and it's a bad idea.
I can't even imagine if we would have had a learning center.
A learning tower.
Learning tower when I was growing up.
The tower's fallen.
There would have been a lot of learning that didn't happen there. All right.
There would have been a Thunderdome.
That's funny. Yeah, railings to keep you safe.
They just keep the pain in.
Who wants to go to Country Thunder?
Everybody.
We'll give you a chance to win in about 8 minutes' time. Right now, incredible song from Lainey Wilson. This is Kissin' Country 103.9.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Owen Wrigling, An Old Dirt Road. Great sing-along tune. It's got a kind of an East Coast feel to it, mm-hmm. Doesn't it? Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:34, 17 degrees in the sunshine today.
So nice.
Going to be a nice day. Okay, let's do this.
Kissin' Country presents
Don't Blow It for Everyone!
Yeah! All right, let's hope it's a nice day for Nicole, Brad, and Yvonne. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay. All three are here.
All right, they're all in their places with bright, shiny faces. I like that. And again, this is one of those fun contests where it's teamwork makes the dream work, right, Jack?
Yeah, you guys are all playing for weekend passes to Country Thunder in Calgary, August 16th to 18th. But you all three got to work together in the fact that if all three of you answer your questions correctly, you get to go. But if one of you screws it up, you blow it.
It's pretty much the best way to say it.
Yeah.
Jack's really good at pointing out the obvious.
I'm laying down the stakes here, guys. They're high.
All right.
Remember, one person answers, nobody helps.
Yeah. Matt's a real rule follower. Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yvonne, how do you feel?
I feel okay.
You feel okay?
I do.
Just okay?
Okay, we can take that.
Okay. You're going first.
Better if I get it right.
All right, you'll get it right. Again, these are true or false. You got a 50-50. Listen very, very closely because Jack likes to write these things with a little bit of a tricky twist in him sometimes, okay?
All right.
All right.
Okay, Yvonne, true or false? The Oilers have two games this weekend, including a huge game against the Vancouver Flames.
False.
Yeah, good job. That one was the tricky one.
Vancouver Canucks, of course.
We hate them both.
Yep.
Hey, Nicole.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Good. You sound extremely confident.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope.
Okay. All right. You are. All right. Go ahead, Jack.
Nicole, true or false? Luke Combs is a headliner at Country Thunder. He is single and ready to mingle.
False.
False.
Yeah. He's married to a Nicole.
He is.
Oh.
Hey, Bradley.
Yes.
Can I call you that?
I guess so.
All right. Have you ever, this? I like asking this question to the guys. Have you ever let a woman down in your life?
Once or twice, I'm
yeah.
pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure too.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Well, you've got two on the line now.
And that's not
pressure.
That's not going to happen, right, Nicole and Yvonne?
I hope not.
Hope not.
They hope not. See, that's that vote of confidence you needed.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, Bradley, true or false? O.J. Simpson passed away this week. He has an Edmonton connection. He actually played for a short time with the Elks.
False.
Okay, man. I did not like
that pause. No.
Congratulations, guys. You did it, blow it. You're headed to Calgary for Country Thunder this summer.
Awesome.
Brad, did you do that just to add some drama, or?
Not much of a football fan, so I wasn't sure if he did or didn't.
Okay.
Football.
You took a shot at it.
Gizmo, OJ. Yeah. Oh.
Never compare those
Gizmo
two.
Gizmo is a saint.
Congratulations, guys. You're going to Calgary.
Woo!
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's Dean Brody. It's right around here. Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. What are you doing there, Matt? Your mouth seems to be full.
Having a sourdough cinnamon bun mini.
From?
Our good friends at Friesen Brothers.
Yeah. They got a grand opening of their Glenora store. Jack did a fun video in front of the store dancing to what song was it? Blur?
Yeah, Blur, song two.
Yeah.
The one that goes woohoo.
Yeah. So I saw that video and I happened to be passing by, so I went and tried to recreate it. I don't know if there is two worse dancers on the planet than Jack and I.
I laughed so hard when I saw your video.
Yeah.
And then I realized I look like that.
No, you don't. You don't look good. I'll say that. But Chris looks worse. Why every time Chris puts his arms above his head,
yeah,
he turtles. He puts his puts his head down like this.
There's a reason for it this time. Okay?
All right.
All right, my shirt wasn't tucked in
and the
wind was blowing and I was doing like the reverse Marilyn Monroe, and it was not pretty.
You don't want to show off the old cheeseburger.
My wife said, "Your guts hanging out
from the passenger seat." Hey, yo, your guts hanging out.
Well, from now until 10 a.m., you can also go in front of the Friesen Brothers and dance. But at 10 a.m., you're welcome in.
Right,
just get in line. That place is the best.
And then we talked about it earlier in the show, and I think we can talk about it now. As part of my closing this chapter of my career on May 10th, we're going to do Friesen Friday. Fridays, and it's kind of like my farewell trip. We're going to be at the Stony Plain Friesen Brothers next Friday doing the show, and they'll be sending out some treats to all the listeners saying thank you. So I look forward to that. Parkland County, I mean,
we
love everybody that listens everywhere, but you know what? West of the city, that is Kissin' Country out there. So
yeah, it'll be a good time.
All right. Matt, go have another cinnamon bun. I better.
But despite what Chris says, he opened that.
I like that you're telling me this.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.